I want to start off right away by acknowledging the leadership of Governor Cuomo, who announced this agenda at his January State of the State address to thunderous applause. And in fact, I see that kind of enthusiasm and excitement whenever I talk to people about this agenda. Sometimes we can get very focused on one issue, and many of us have worked on one or another issue that's a part of this agenda for years, working to try to pass specific legislation that address discriminatory practices, ongoing threats to the health and lives of women, or barriers to opportunities. Governor Cuomo, in fact, pulled off the lid and exposed the elephant in the room. That elephant is the continuing scandal of inequality for women. And by exposing that larger truth, he has released a massive grassroots movement. This movement has declared it's no longer acceptable that women today are still 5 times more likely than men to be sexually assaulted, that our ability to be promoted or even hired is still placed at risk if we become pregnant, that no matter how hard or how long we work, we still will not earn as much as our male counterparts. And we're saying to our legislators, it is time to represent us. Time to make New York a place where the health, safety, and potential of each individual is not based on gender, and where our daughters can look forward to an equal playing field. Today, I'm thrilled to announce there are now over 750 organizational sponsors for the Women's Equality Agenda. Our local Capital Region chapter already has over 100 sponsoring organizations. These include small and large businesses, women's groups, labor groups, civil rights organizations, medical associations, religious groups, and medical associations. We are united in vigorous support of Governor Cuomo's Women's Equality Agenda. And today we're standing united with one another and with 8 other regional groups across the state, urging broad support of this historic